In Baghdad, veteran reporter Peter Arnett is back at work writing for the British tabloid, The Daily Mirror. Arnett was sacked by NBC and National Geographic earlier this week after granting an unauthorized interview to Iraqi state television. Arnett began his new job by writing that, "I am still in shock and awe at being fired." But news analyst Daniel Shore believes that Arnett did a disservice not just to himself, but to all journalists.
These observations about the case of Peter Arnett are in their nature personal. Trying to report from the enemy camp in time of tension can be a tricky business. In Cold War days, a correspondent who found it easier than others to get into communist-ruled countries was sometimes accused of writing for his visa by pulling his punches about conditions in these countries. The counter-argument was that some information was better than none. And I was appalled when President Eisenhower in 1957 criticized CBS for airing the interview with Soviet boss Nikita Khrushchev that I had arranged. In 1991, Peter Arnett was stationed in Baghdad for CNN, the only major television correspondent allowed to report from there during the Gulf War. Live on camera, with an official hovering nearby, Arnett made clear the conditions under which he operated. When he quoted an Iraqi charge that a baby food factory had been bombed, he let it be known that he had no way of verifying this. I had no problem with such reporting, carefully attributed. This time around, Arnett was in Baghdad for NBC and National Geographic. Where he went off the track, in my opinion, was when he appeared not as an interviewer, but an interviewee on Iraqi television. In this interview, he said that the first war plan had failed because of Iraqi resistance. He added that reports of civilian casualties had served to help those in America who opposed the war. Arnett later said he had given the interview as a matter of professional courtesy. I suspect that he was buttering up the Iraqi authorities in the hope of getting some big scoop, say an interview with Saddam Hussein should he be alive. Whatever he had in mind, Arnett rendered a considerable disservice to the profession we share. Reporting to America his view that the war is not working is one thing. Walter Cronkite did that in Vietnam. Allowing himself to be made an instrument of Iraqi propaganda is something else. This is Daniel Shore.